East Texas News Roundup. It's Monday, June 9th, 2025, and you're tuned in to the East Texas News Roundup, bringing you the latest happenings from Grand Saline, Mineola, Canton, Longview, Tyler, and surrounding communities. Let's dive into today's top stories. Crime and public safety. Officer-involved shooting in Tyler. On June 6th, Tyler PD went to a home on Cascades Court for a reported disturbance. During the response, officers encountered 38-year-old John Augustine Tanneo Kelly, who had a noose around his neck. After entering the home, an officer shot O'Kelly, who later died at a hospital. The Department of Public Safety, Texas Rangers, are now investigating. Longview homicide arrest. Also on June 6th, Longview police responded to a Saturday shooting. One man was killed, and authorities arrested 43-year-old Jory Keith Sadler in connection with the incident. Buena standoff impacts nearby region. Friday afternoon, Jasper County deputies were dispatched to a standoff in Buena. The suspect, Charles Franklin IV, doused himself and his home with gasoline before self-immolation. Deputies later entered, negotiated, and took Franklin into custody. Flooding hits White House businesses. Earlier this week, heavy rains caused flooding along State Highway 110 in White House, affecting both homes and local businesses. Residents are urged to stay cautious as floodwaters continue to impact the area. Community and culture. Mineola Wood Carving and Burning Show. The Mineola League of the Arts hosted a wood carving and burning show June 6th to 7th, showcasing local artisans' unique decorative and functional works. Attendance was strong, and organizers say it highlights creativity and community pride. Gladewater Rodeo endures muddy conditions. The 88th annual Gladewater Roundup Rodeo continued despite a muddy arena caused by weekend showers. Slack competitions went on, drawing rodeo fans and local participants alike. Timpson Church storm damage. Severe storm Sunday evening inflicted exterior damage on First Baptist Church in Timpson. Repair crews are assessing the steeple and roof. While the congregation rallies around rebuilding efforts, Longview balloon race, practice. Competitive balloonists gathered in Longview, June 6th, for practice flights ahead of the Great Texas Balloon Race. However, high winds delayed many flights earlier in the day. Weather, economy, and education. Weather outlook and lightning safety. Forecasters have flagged first alert weather days for Sunday through Monday mornings, with strong storms expected. A local firefighter has shared tips on avoiding lightning. Stay off open water, avoid sheltering under trees, and unplug electronics during thunderstorms. Tyler local veterinarian on PTSD. A Tyler veterinarian is speaking out about PTSD within the veterinary profession, with an estimated 6% of U.S. adults affected. He shared personal struggles and emphasized better mental health support for first responders and animal care professionals. Angelina County boil notice lifted. Good news out of Angelina County. The water system boil filter from earlier this week has been officially rescinded by FWSD No. 1, and residents may now drink from the tap without boiling. Education law and regional budgeting. Schools in East Texas are responding to the Texas legislature's passing of House Bill 2 and the defeat of House Bill 4. District leaders are discussing impacts on funding, teacher retention, and how these laws will affect local budgeting. Road conditions in Smith and Van Zandt counties. White House and Southern Smith County continue to deal with flood-damaged roads. Motorists are urged to avoid low-water crossings. DOT crews are beginning repairs this week. That wraps today's East Texas News. Stay tuned to Revelation Radio, Grand Saline's home, for community-first coverage.